Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
The question we are asking now: are artificial intelligence prompts making us lazy thinkers? To what degree has artificial intelligence impacted on our lives as of late? Joining us now on the line to unpack this issue, we welcome Professor Bill Kohlbrenner. The professor is a professor of English literature at Bar-Ilan University and also the executive director of Writing on the Wall. Professor, a very good morning to you, and thank you for joining us on today's show.
Good morning, Michael. It's great to be here.
Oh, great to have you on board, Professor. And once again, thank you for availing yourself to discuss, yes, the presence of AI, how it influences our life, our outlook, and how it can impact on our everyday activities. How do we use AI more effectively without drumming ourselves down? Your take on that, Professor?
Well, Michael, you know, it is really, I think, the urgent question of the moment. And I think it's a civilizational question, really.
Certainly.
AI is, I have to say, and this is often confusing for people, I am an English professor and I am a strong advocate of AI. There are people in my department, colleagues that I know all over the world, who are still in denial about the extent to which AI is going to transform all of our lives. The idea that somehow the English department is going to become an oasis where we can still do what we used to do in the past is just a fantasy. Mm-hmm. So then the question becomes, once we start using AI, how do we protect ourselves from it?
Indeed.
And I'm a kind of volunteer guinea pig, Michael, meaning I use AI for really everything I do. And
I confess to that too. Right. But yes, we can elaborate on that.
Yeah. I mean, before this meeting, of course, I discussed the issue with AI. It's a way of kind of having a conversation, I think, with yourself, externalizing certain kinds of issues. It's incredible for people like me who are really not that organized. And now I have 7 or 8 different things that I'm doing at once. And I never multitasked before in my life, but because AI has separate chats that keeps me up to date about what I'm doing, it improves my teaching, it improves my writing, it improves everything. With that said, mm-hmm. I am in the position where I have defenses against AI, meaning when I do research on a subject, I know it very, very well. So I can tell usually when it's making something up. And I certainly have a kind of discernment to use AI in a way that's productive for me. And that, I think, is the problem.
Sure.
Is judgment or discernment, which right. is absolutely essential for our thought. We are outmoding with AI, and I think this is a call not only to humanists like me, but to high-tech people. We're outmoding the very skills that make AI use productive for us. What we teach at the university, and I have to tell you, Michael, you're just getting me in the middle of it. I'm writing my first assignment now for my students. I teach Renaissance English Literature.
Right.
And I'm telling them, instead of in the past, well, you know, we worked with AI together, and AI was much simpler last year. It didn't tell you what the next question is. AI now 5.2, at least in ChatGPT, instead of waiting for your next prompt, it says, do you want me to do this? And that is precisely in that area where we start to lose our agency. Because right. inevitably, who is not going to say, yes, I want to be spoon-fed. Yes, I want this information. It's just laziness. And I think, you know, the Oxford researchers who were featured in a BBC story, you know, they understand the cognitive aspect of it, that it really does wear away our ability to discern things. Now, going back to my assignment, in this assignment, there's no cheating, but I am asking them, let's say the assignment, as I said, for a Renaissance class, and we study Shakespeare and John Milton, the great English poet. So I might ask them, well, tell me about marriage during that period. Now, they could produce with AI a presentation of 5 to 8 minutes on PowerPoint or whatever in 30 seconds. But what I'm asking them to do is to do the best that they can.
Right.
And also to write, well, this is where, five or six places, this is where I said no. This I felt was a really good prompt. This prompt led me in the wrong direction. This prompt led to an answer which I found out was false. My students are now my guinea pigs. Whether this works, the humanities and the university in general is only going to survive if we continue to teach people discernment and judgment. And AI is not going to do that for us.
Well, certainly.
We've learned how to use both.
Professor, you've underlined the point. So how do we now impress upon anyone the fact that that AI is actually an assistance tool? You are still, you know, you must still be in command. You must still be aware of. You must still ascertain and discern what is going on in order for AI then to work for you without, you know, allowing it to overcome your thought process and human abilities.
Mm-hmm. I mean, when AI started to be relevant, you know, a couple of years ago, year and a half ago, maybe, you know, all of the humanists were in total panic and denial, and including myself. And what we had to learn to do was to adopt. And I was originally very excited about AI, because where Google is kind of a version of the Middle Ages, I want to know something. So I ask it, what is the answer? Just like people in the Middle Ages would ask something and say, oh, Aristotle knows. Well, just ask him. And the thing that's exciting about AI is that it allows us to say, not like the Middle Ages, but more like the Renaissance. My questions, who I am, that matters. And the more I tell it about myself, the more it understands what my goals and what my aims are and how I want to understand the question.
Indeed.
Maintaining that position is very, very hard, I think. And we have to model it for our students, I think. Because otherwise, Michael, we are going to live in a world where people have no discernment or judgment. And that's not
precisely
good for anything or anybody. It's not good for politics. It's not good for theology. It's not good for people, you know?
And indeed, AI will control the human element. Professor, I wish we could unpack this discussion a bit further. Perhaps I can get my producer to call you back if you'd like to. And yes, we can really, really, you know, like dissect this issue a bit more and get the message out there about, yes, the concerns and dangers of AI, if I can put it that way. But Professor, thank you so much for joining us on today's show. Professor Bill Kalbrenner, Professor of English Literature at Bar-Ilan University and also the Executive Director of Writing on the Wall. Let's keep that conversation going. Your relationship with AI, how you relate to AI, how do you think it works for you in this day and age?